Hey now, it's been a while. Just gonna come here and just speak what's been going on. So I feel like it took so many times like for this to occur to get me to realize that sometimes the things that you've dreaded to do for quite some time but have to do, it's oftentimes not as bad as you think it is. Like sometimes we overestimate or exaggerate the task at hand. So I think for me, my example was like, so every month I have to get my mom a finance report essentially. So essentially it's like an income statement, if you will, just to like make sure we have our monthly expenses in check, it's below the budget and things like that. And sometimes there are occurrences or instances where it doesn't like add up. The balance sheet is not balancing. So so that's kind of where it like nags me, because like I'm the kind of guy like, if I don't get it done today, like it's gonna frustrate me, because like I'm not gonna stop until it's done. That's me, right? So I think after doing it so many times and whatnot, and when I finally like get it done, it's 90% of the time it's not as bad as you think it is. Like that other 10%, yeah, sometimes there's like slight miscalculations, or you missed a number, or you missed a zero, or you missed a 0.35 or something like that, and then it just gets fixed, but I don't know, like I don't know where this is coming from. Like maybe it's like from from my capstone kind of like course. So like I always like assume like, oh, there's always something to there's always some there's something there there's always something wrong, and I have to fix it. And like the same occurrence like happened to like when I work on my articles with my client, who's from a Singapore-based company. They're basically like, that's where I do my case studies with them, right? And sometimes like there's always like I don't know, like it's always triggering whenever I hear a message back from them. It's like, because I know there might be a revision needed, and like whenever I need to make a revision, it's gonna take a while, because like, dude, that's a lot of research. But like I think that kind of like instilled a mechanism in me. So like it kind of stresses me out when certain cues, like for example a message pop up, or for example the name of like, let's say like my mom, or like when I have to do my finance report, or my client's name on like my notification center pops up, and like it kind of like flushes out certain hormones, and like certain emotions kind of pop out, and like I just end up like palpitating too fast, if you will, and like it just does not do any good, right? But like I figured like action is always the best remedy to anxiety or stress, because like these things are often in your locus of control. It's just that sometimes you need to kind of take a step back and like understand that you don't have to take a five-step leap when you could take like simpler, smaller, more doable 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 steps, if that makes sense, So like that's what I'm kind of trying to instill. Sorry, I'm still like recovering from a cold, and I have like some mucus in my nose and my throat, and it's like, oh my gosh, it's so annoying, but like it is what it is. And I accidentally got injured. I think it was because of a repetitive strain. My lower back got affected, but I think it's just a sprain. It's nothing too serious. Not as serious as like my first lower back injury. My gosh, that was really terrible. But we'll see how it plays out. But I gotta take it easy on my training moving forward. I might have like stretched myself out too thin, in terms of like my physical activity level. But like, we'll adjust from there. But it is what it is, you know, like this is just a minor setback. We'll get back to it stronger. And yeah, you know, but so far I'm really happy with my progress, you know, like I've been upping my my kilometers. Like I remember I used to only be able to like run like 2 kilometers, 1.98 kilometers, 1.68 kilometers, and I'd still be like really tired and everything then, and I was out of breath every time. But then like I start to kind of understand the basics of like how to run properly, you know, start slow, you know, get that aerobic base level going, and like build off your foundation from there. And like I just kept at it, you know, while still like weight training and everything like that, and understanding the fact that yes, you know, you won't be as buff or you won't be as like bulky as you were before, but in return you get that functionality to be able to run longer, you know, and you can actually like perform well in the gym because like, you know, it helps with your cardiovascular capacity, right? So no regrets so far, and now I'm able to run like 6K, 5K, and I ran an 8K with a friend of mine, and yeah, it was great, you know, and it was at a decent pace as well. I just really want to like make sure I don't stretch myself out too thin, you know, like I probably did in the last few days. And yeah, I'm just really more conscious of like how I take care of my body and like, you know, what I eat and, you know, how I spend my day to day and things like that. So yeah, it's more of those things. I'm gonna be graduating in a few weeks. Technically I have 2 finals this week, which I'm already preparing for, and I'm pretty much almost done. And I have 1 last one next week. I don't know how to feel, but like, you know, I talked with a friend of mine, and she just told me to like kind of just, you know, enjoy these moments, you know, while they last, and like just savor it. And you know, it's like you've been waiting this moment for a really long time, but I probably said this already, but like, you know, that now that it's here, it's like you just want to kind of slow down time a little, just a little slower, you know, like make it like 0.8 speed or something like that, and just like feel everything, you know, feel the rush of like having to study, read every sentence and try to understand it and not just memorize it. For some reason, I don't know if you do this, but I sometimes like read the slides or the notes in my instructor's voice, because like I don't know why, it just helps. It's weird, but like it helps. And just give it your all, you know. I've been through like so many finals before, and I've faced tougher, and I know these 3 ahead, it'll be all right, you know. It's gonna be like I'd say a 7.5 difficulty, or a 7 if you will, and like I can take that, no problem. But you know, like a part of me just can't believe that that's it, you know? And I realized that like last Wednesday was like my last formal class time. And you know, I think if there are some things that I could, you know, do all over again, is I'd probably take more advantage of, you know, my instructor's like office hours. I feel like, you know, I mean, it's not to say like, you know, I'm like good and everything that in like all the subjects, because like most of the time I'm not showing off, but like most of the time I do pretty well in the courses that I take. But I think there are some cases where like I could have taken advantage to kind of deepen my understanding in a subject, even though it's not an exam, but it could be useful for my daily life. I feel like I should have taken more advantage of that, and like just really understand, you know, the prospect and everything like that. Cause like, that's what my friend did that. Oh my gosh, did. So, he really like, he was close with an instructor. Like he, you know, asked for some advice when like he was early on in his like uni or college years in this case, and you know, they turned out to be, you know, good friends, and like he was able to kind of hone down on his career path, and now he's lined up for a good job in a really good firm, right? And I'm happy for him, you know, and I think that's what I should have done differently. But like, then again, you know, I mean, like, you, I went with the best decision I knew at the time, so I'm gonna trust it, whatever outcome that gives me. And, you know, for the podcast and, you know, just putting out more content out there, I feel like this is the time where I should no longer have an excuse. I should kind of like build out this kind of routine, have it all scheduled out, and just do, you know, like don't overthink things too much, and just kind of go with whatever makes you feel as authentic as possible. And show who you are to the world, you know, just because you love it, not because you want anything out of it, you know. And I think like that's where greatness kind of like started from or stems from. I don't know if I'll be great, but I can sure as hell try, you know. And yeah, right now I'm just like taking a pause from job hunting and everything. I just want to focus on my finals. And yeah, we'll see from there after I kind of apply for permits and everything. But there's that. That's the update. Thanks, Nell, for listening. I feel like we've come a long way, you know? Remember, like, being the timid and shy kid when we entered college for the first time. I remember the first three subjects that I took. It was financial accounting, business computer applications, and intro to marketing. Boy, that was an interesting mix of a course, and I'm glad I took them. And now we're down to our last three subjects. That's crazy, you know. But yeah, you know, I hope you know that I'm enjoying this moment. You know, I'm savoring everything, and yeah, whatever happens next, we're just gonna go with it. We're gonna keep at it, right? Stick to the plan, and just follow through, you know? All right, cheers now.